Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? Are you ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. If you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you're hitting us up on social media. You can hit me up on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi underscore Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game. A game was played, and the Broncos won said game. Nick will give us his thoughts 1 hour from now on what we witnessed last night in the Denver area as the Broncos beat the Raiders 10-7. But as always, if you miss anything, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And because we're so kind, we're putting the content for you to consume in on-demand fashion. The least you can do is subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have three guests who will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 4:40 Eastern. Former college basketball coach over at Chattanooga and UMass, Matt McCall, joins us once again here on You Better You Bet. Does an awesome job for our friends over at the Field of 68 as we get you guys ready for the first weekend in college basketball. Got a hell of a game tonight in the Dean Dome, Kansas at North Carolina. Got a few good games coming up on Saturday. College basketball is back, and we will celebrate college basketball this weekend with our buddy Matt McCall coming up at 4:40 Eastern time. At 5:00 Eastern, to begin the third hour, college football betting analyst over at the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, our good friend Colin Wilson will join us for his weekly Friday spot, giving out his best bets for week 11. In college football, which is headlined by a few awesome games. I mean, we have BYU, Texas Tech, Oregon, Iowa, LSU, Bama. Is this the spot to back the Tigers against the Tide? We'll discuss it with Colin Wilson at 5:00 Eastern. And then at 5:20 Eastern, NBA writer over at The Athletic, Check out his NBA newsletter, The Bounce. Zach Harper returns to us here on You Better You Bet to get his thoughts on the NBA. We got the NBA Cup later on tonight, some really good matchups, and we'll discuss all the happenings from the first couple of weeks in the regular season in the association. But let's get into last night's Thursday night football game, because boy, I don't say this often, and I really don't want to be someone who's caught up in the weeds and someone who's caught up in not being able to see the forest, but man, last night, like honestly, the NFL should send us all apology letters, and there should be a check with that apology letter for watching that atrocious football game that we saw last night. Like, I feel like Roger Goodell and the NFL owe me money for watching that game last night between the Raiders and the Denver Broncos. Short story, Denver wins the game 10-7. They now improve to 8-2 on the season. But that's about as bad a football game as you will ever watch. Like an absolute atrocity of a football game. And the reason why is because both teams stunk. Like, both teams were horrendous. And more than just the teams, both quarterbacks really stunk it up. And you get two bad quarterbacks in primetime dueling it out, that's what you get, a 10-7 win by the Denver Broncos. I mean, think about this. Like, I'm looking at the box score right now. This was a real doozy, folks. We had more penalties for both teams. Raiders and Broncos both had 11 penalties each. They both had 10 first downs each. More penalties than first downs. Like, that's what we're talking about. The Broncos outgained the Raiders 220 to 188. Like, this was setting back offensive football, not years, decades. And this is in a game where one of the defenses, this being the Las Vegas Raiders, is horrendous. Nobody's talking about the Raider defense. In fact, the Raiders defense is the get-right defense. They're like the Cowboys, like the Bengals, like the other bad defense that we have in the NFL. Outside of Max Crosby, you at home watching and listening, can you name a starter on the Raiders defense? Like, I guess we got Jamal Adams back there doing his thing as a linebacker now, converted safety to linebacker. But like, there's nobody that's on that defense outside of Max Crosby that you're writing home about. And the Broncos couldn't do a damn thing against it. I couldn't believe what I was watching. And I know I'm coming from a place where, yeah, I lost some money on the game because I bet the over. Over 42 was my bet. That's me. I'll wear the L on that one. Bad bet. And I knew within three drives it was a bad bet based off of the play calling. Whether it's Sean Payton for the Broncos or Chip Kelly for the Las Vegas Raiders, both play callers called the game like they had zero faith in their quarterbacks. And for the Raiders, all right, whatever. Geno Smith is bad. He's regressed back to the Geno that we saw in LA and the Geno that we saw with the New York Jets. Maybe that's what's happening here with the Raiders. But like, the Raiders are irrelevant. They're 2-7. They're not making the playoffs. It's whatever. And I have to wear that one as someone who liked the Raiders all offseason long as a potential playoff team. Like, I bet the Raiders 3-1 to make the postseason. I thought the Raiders would be much, much better than what they were last night. But for the Denver Broncos, a team that somehow inexplicably is 8-2, last night was a horrible sign. And yesterday on the show, on Thursday, and talking about this game during our headline segment and talking about it throughout the show with Nick, I said this needed to be a must-play-well game for Bo Nix. Like, if this guy is going to amount to anything as a quarterback, he plays well in this game. Well, last night, 16 of 28, 150 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Wouldn't necessarily define that as playing well. And somehow, some way, the Denver Broncos, here on November 7th, are in first place in the AFC West. When you watch them play, take the record out of it, take all that stuff aside. When you watch the Broncos play, especially on offense, do you think you're watching a good team? I don't. Do you think you're watching a playoff team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't. Now, they're going to make it because they're 8-2, and they would have to really fall off a cliff. But I don't think I'm watching a playoff team when I watch them on offense. I damn sure don't think I'm watching a team that can win playoff games. But that's where they're going to be. They're going to be playing postseason football because they're 8-2. And you could say, well, Femi, you're being a Bronco hater. They won the game. You know, that's the point of football, is to win the game, have more points than the other team. And I'd say, yeah, okay, congratulations. You won the game. But for our job, and in talking about what we saw, and in thinking about it, projecting forward, I don't know how the hell you have any confidence in the Denver Broncos. And yes, they have 8 wins. But how about these wins? Tennessee Titans. I mean, they fired their coach. Cincinnati Bengals against Jake Browning. He's no longer the quarterback. The Eagles, great win. Hell of a win, beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Full marks there in comeback fashion, beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Then it's the New York Jets, the New York Giants, who decided to give you the game. The Dallas Cowboys, who can't stop a nosebleed. The Houston Texans, who were beating you, and then you concussed their quarterback, and then you won the game. And then it's last night with Geno Smith and the Las Vegas Raiders. Like, this team is not good. I'm sorry. I don't care what the record says. I love Bill Parcells, and I know what he always says. You are what your record says you are. The Denver Broncos are not what their record says they are. They are not an 8-2 team. I know what the win column says. Do not care. That's why we have eyes. We wouldn't be talking about this if we just looked at the score and said, oh, that team is good. No, we're analyzing it, and what we saw last night was a bad football team. And really, the big reason as to why it's a bad football team, and this is the crux of the problem for the Denver Broncos, and this is where it's going to really sink them this year and maybe into next year. Their head coach, Sean Payton, he's not the crux of the problem. Good coach. Although, yeah, that's overrated. But their head coach, Sean Payton, pounded the table for their current quarterback, Bo Nix. And that is the crux of the problem for the Denver Broncos. This team is Super Bowl ready if they had just an average quarterback. Got some good receivers, got some good running backs, offensive line, maybe the best in the league, defense, definitely ready to win a championship. But you look at the most important position, and you see a bottom three quarterback in Bo Nix. Might sound harsh, but you watched last night's game, might not be harsh enough. Bo Nix is terrible, guys. I don't know how many more games we need to see of this thing. Bo Nix is terrible. And it's not that, well, he's a year two quarterback, second year. I mean, Bo Nix might be my age at this damn point. He had 61 starts in college football. Where is it getting better? He's not Trey Lance or Anthony Richardson, one of these guys that played like 3 seconds in college football, then got picked in the top five. He's not any of those guys. This dude had 61 starts. Like, what we're seeing right now is what it's going to be. And this situation that he is in is a really good situation. Good play caller, good run game, decent receivers, great defense. That's the ideal situation for any young quarterback. But not even Bo Nix can take advantage of it because he is that bad. And what I find so funny about this thing is that, not even going back to the summertime where everyone's favorite team was the Denver Broncos, Denver to the Super Bowl, every person that's rolled through Denver Broncos training camp was coming out of there spewing the same propaganda. Wow, Sean Payton's got him going, really loves his team. What a team, the Denver Broncos. Oh, they could just throw in the Kansas City Chiefs. And right now in the standings, they currently are. But let's go ahead and play that game next week and see what happens. But everyone loved the Denver Broncos. This goes beyond that. This goes back to actually the draft process when the Denver Broncos selected Bo Nix. And I love this excerpt. This is from Seth Wickersham's book that came out this past September, American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. Hell of a title. Shout out to Seth Wickersham. I actually really want to read this book. But he posted an excerpt from his book, and the headline on the ESPN article is How Bo Nix Aced Sean Payton's QB Test. I mean, Like, I can't say it without laughing. Like, how he aced Sean Payton's QB test. And the QB test is a formula that Sean Payton put together to evaluate college quarterbacks, projecting them to the NFL level. Now, the QB formula, what it evaluates is processing speed and the ability to react a fraction of a second faster than required in college football. And it sounds really fancy, right? Oh my God, this proprietary formula. Like, what is this concoction going to tell us about these quarterbacks? Well, here's what it tells us. It combines the sack rate, your fumble rate, and interception rate, and it adds it all together. That's this high-level formula that Sean Payton concocted that led him to Oregon quarterback Bo Nix. And you would think to yourself, all right, well, like, where does Bo Nix compare with other quarterbacks in this formula? Well, here's how he compares to other quarterbacks from his draft class. Caleb Williams went first overall. And like the formula, the way it's concocted, like you want a low score. It's like golf. Like the low score is what you really want. Caleb Williams was a 17.5. Not low enough for Sean Payton, but you know, the Denver Broncos never had a chance to draft Caleb Williams. Drake May was a 10.5. J.J. McCarthy, a 7.8. For some reason, I guess they didn't do this for Jaden Daniels. Maybe because Jaden Daniels was really good and he didn't perform well in the formula. Who knows? But the point is, Bo Nix was a 2.3 in this formula. And the point of the formula is to figure out the rate at which negative plays happen when a quarterback drops back to pass. I'm sorry. You at home watching and listening. I'm sure you like the NFL. You also like college football. You watch college football. Any formula that spits out that Bo Nix is better than Caleb Williams, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy, that formula needs to be thrown in the trash. Like, I'm sorry, man. I'm like that's not it. That's not it. But that's what the Denver Broncos now have. They have that guy that you saw last night throwing the ball into traffic, taking sacks, struggling against one of the worst defenses in the league. That's their signal caller for a roster that is ready to hoist a Lombardi trophy. I don't give a damn how many wins the Denver Broncos have this season. They are going nowhere in January with Bo Nix as their quarterback. And you know what? Because Sean Payton's a pretty confident guy. He'll let you know when he likes his team. Deep down, if we gave Sean Payton some truth serum and said, Sean, how do you really feel about your quarterback? He knows exactly what time it is. He knows he ain't got the guy. He'd never say it. He'll go to the podium and say, I called a bad game. That's on me. But if you gave him truth serum, he knows 100% because Sean Payton's a smart guy. He knows quarterback play. He coached Drew Brees. Bo Nix ain't no damn Drew Brees. And even Drew Brees, he can only carry Sean Payton so far. Bo Nix, nah, he's going to hold you back. And Denver, once again, like last year, will be one and done come January. On the other side, we'll break down the top stories from throughout the world of sports here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.